This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da hamma ba'd. SubhanAllah, brothers and sisters, how quickly time flies. After today, there's only two more lectures that I have. And then inshallah, 3 days from now is the khatm. There's no lecture on that day. So there's only two more lectures after today, how quickly the month has gone by. And so today and tomorrow, we have especially important topics. We're finishing off on some of the most important topics for the one who wishes to purify his or her heart, for the one who wishes to rise up and be amongst the salihin, the muhsineen, the muttaqeen. Today's topic, it is in fact one of the defining characteristics of those who are truly worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those that are attending Salat al-Fajr, you're hearing the khatira every single day that our ustad is doing. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Today's khatira will be about humility and being humble and making oneself eliminate one's ego. To put it very simply, you cannot be a pious worshipper of Allah and you have an ounce of ego in your heart. You must eliminate completely from your own heart the sense of nafsi, nafsi, the sense of entitlement, the sense of ego. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran to have this sense of tawadu', to have this sense of humility. The servants of Ar-Rahman are those who walk in this earth with utmost humility. And when ignoramuses speak to them, they say salam. They don't want to get involved because of their ego. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Lower your wings upon the believers, meaning show humility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers as أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They humble themselves in front of the believers. They are dhalil. They're humbling themselves in front of the believers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has inspired me that all of you should be humble to each other so that nobody, tatakabbar, yatakabbar, nobody has kibr over the other. Allah has inspired me, antatawadu, that all of you should be humble amongst yourselves so that none should feel a sense of ego and self. And brothers and sisters, one of the problems of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the problems of the one who worships Allah without knowledge, is that it is very easy for shaitan to give you a sense of ego. I am better than that person I worship, he doesn't worship. I pray fajr in salah, he doesn't come to jama'ah. I fast regularly, he doesn't do that. This is one of the tactics of shaitan. In fact, what is shaitan? And what is the story of shaitan? And what is the lesson of Iblis except the dangers of ego? We all know who is Iblis. What was Iblis? Iblis was a pious worshipper for millennia, centuries. He was worshipping amongst the angels. That's why when Allah said to the angels to bow down to Adam, Iblis happened to be there. Why was Iblis there? Even though he's from the jinn. Because Iblis was the most pious jinn, or so he thought. Iblis was the most righteous jinn, or so he thought. And he used to live with the angels, worship with the angels, act like the angels. But Iblis had ego, and this test of Adam and bowing down to Adam brought that ego out. We have to understand this point. Iblis was a worshipper, or so he thought. The illusion he had was that I'm a pious worshipper. But that was a self-deceived illusion. He made himself think he's pious, all holy and mighty. And the minute that the test comes, he fails miserably. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us and teaches the prophets to have humility. When Musa stood up in the Bani Israel, somebody said, are you the most knowledgeable? Musa said, yes, I'm the most knowledgeable. The Prophet said, Allah sent Jibreel down immediately. How could you say you are the most knowledgeable? There is a servant of mine by the name of Khidr. He has knowledge you do not have. So he lowered him. Same with Sulaiman alayhi salam. The Quran tells us when Sulaiman was looking at all of the birds, all of the animals, all of the jinn, perhaps something came into his heart and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the hudhud, a small little bird, and the hudhud said, I have knowledge you don't have. I have come to you with something you don't know to put everybody in their place. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived a humble lifestyle. He lived a lifestyle when the people entered the masjid, they couldn't recognize who is the Prophet and who is the Sahaba. They didn't know he dressed like them, ate like them, talked like them. He would be so humble that any servant could go to his need. Any person, the little girls would come and ask him for help for their chores. He would go and answer. The elderly ladies would tell him to come aside for some personal problem and he would go on and solve their problem for them. He was so humble. He didn't have a magnificent, cavalry, a magnificent entourage. On the contrary, he lived with everybody else. He didn't have bodyguards. He didn't have a person at the door. He would ride the most humble of beasts, and that is the donkey. So much so, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul made fun of that, and Allah revealed verses about this. Because the Prophet, when he was in Medina, he would ride with everybody else. He lived a lifestyle of humility. Once a man came to the Prophet and said, Ya khayr al bariyya, O best of all of mankind. And in humility, he said, That's my father Ibrahim, not me. This is his humility, even though he is the best of mankind. Another man came to the Prophet and he was trembling out of fear. Who am I standing in front of? And the Prophet smiled and put his hand on his shoulder and said, Oh, so and so, calm down, for I am just a man whose mother would have to eat dried meat like jerky. We didn't have any money. We were born very poor. My mother would have to eat that dried meat. I'm the son of that woman. Calm down. I'm just like you. Look at his humility. He would literally be in the trenches when the Sahaba were digging from the battle of the trench. He didn't just command from his house. He was in the thick and thin with them, along with his axe, along with his whole body dusted. When they were building the masjid, the Prophet ﷺ was in the line with the bricks, passing the bricks between the Sahaba. When they were going to Tabuk and they had to share three people for one camel, Ali and Abbas said, Ya Rasulullah, you have to be on the camel. We're gonna walk. You be on the camel. He said to them, No, I am just like you. We're gonna take shifts like everybody else. You will be, and then my turn, and then your turn. And he humbled himself to be one of three on the camel, even though they both offered as they should have offered. And he refused to accept that. This was our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is our role model. Brothers and sisters, the journey of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to be especially cognizant of having a sense of ego. Abu Yazid al-Bastami said, to eliminate ego and to feel humility, to feel tawadu', it means that you feel you are the most sinful of mankind. You must feel, Allah has given me so much, and Allah allowed me so much potential, but I have fallen short, like nobody else has fallen short. If you feel this, this is the beginning of humility. But if you feel the opposite, oh, I am a worshipper, I pray tahajjud, I read 2 juz a day, who is this guy? Well then, subhanAllah, what is the purpose of your worship? What has your worship done except bring in conceit and ego? Brothers and sisters, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the ego, because the sin of kibr is a bigger sin than all other sins. Ibn Taymiyyah says, the mutakabbir is worse than the mushrik. This is what he says. The one who has kibr, arrogance, is worse than the one who worships false gods. Why? Because the one who has kibr never worships Allah like Iblis. And the one who has shirk, sometimes he worships Allah, sometimes he worships other than Allah. SubhanAllah, look at how he analyzed this. And that's why our Prophet ﷺ said that anybody who has an ounce of arrogance, Jannah has its door shut. You will not enter Jannah if you have kibr. So on your journey of worship, eliminate kibr. And I conclude with this hadith that is very terrifying, brothers and sisters. And it is especially relevant to those of us that we want to come pure, we want to come closer to Allah. Don't let shaitan misguide you. Hadith is in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet ﷺ said in the previous generation, there was a man who would go, to the masjid, the synagogue, and Bani Israel. He would go to the synagogue for every salah. And on the way, there was a drunkard. And every time he would advise the drunkard, hey, stop drinking, come to the worship of Allah, stop drinking. And one day the drunkard got angry and said, will you stop bothering me? Did Allah create you to be my boss? Let me alone. He was rude, which is wrong. He was rude. But rudeness is bad. What was the response of the worshipper? What was worse than rudeness? The worshipper, thinking himself so mighty and pious, said, "Wallahi, you sinner, Allah will never forgive you. Wallahi, Allah will never forgive you." He felt a sense of arrogance. I'm going to the synagogue, the church, the masjid every day. I'm the one. And this is a drunkard. Wallahi, he mentioned Allah's name. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah said, "How dare you use my name and pass a judgment using my name? Who do you think you are to use Allah's name to pass a judgment on somebody else?" And because of that arrogance, Allah said, "Your good deeds have gone to waste. And as for that sinner, I shall forgive him." Eventually he's going to become good. He's going to become a better person. He's going to be forgiven. But because of that arrogance, the man was not forgiven. Brothers and sisters, humility, humility, humility. In fact, the Arabic word for humility, tawadu. Do you know what it means? Wada'a means to put something down. Tawadu, you are constantly putting yourself down. That's the meaning of the word humility. Tawadu comes from the verb tafa'ala. You are constantly engaged in putting your ego down, eliminating yourself, eliminating your kibr. The journey of the worship of Allah must have humility. And humility means you consider yourself to be of the most sinful of mankind. And one of the dangerous issues, brothers and sisters, when people praise you, when people say something about you positive, and you allow that praise to seep into your heart and you enjoy that praise, this is the beginning of the path to destruction. Our scholars say, this is a tip we learn from our scholars. Our scholars say, when somebody praises you to your face, feel pity for them that they don't know who you really are. And remind yourself of a sin that if they knew it, they would never praise you. And feel a sense of pity that this person is deluded. He thinks I am so good and good. But if he really knew how I was, if he knew such and such a sin, he would never say this. You have to fight that ego. You have to get rid of that sense of fame and pride. It is a constant path and journey. And humility, humbleness, tawadu. And I conclude with this hadith. Our Prophet was giving a khutbah once. This is in Sunan al-Nisa'i. And he was on the minbar. And he literally did this following. He literally said, "Man tawadu'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah." He literally made a gesture with his hands. Whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will lift that person up. Humble yourself. Eliminate the ego. Consider yourself to be of the most wretched, because Allah gave you so much potential and you did not meet that potential. That should be our philosophy and attitude. If you feel any other way, if you feel a sense of ego, a sense of pride, a sense of entitlement, then wal-iyadu billah, you are walking on the path of shaitan. Get rid of that and humble yourself for the sake of Allah. And if you do so, Allah Azza wa Jal will raise your ranks. We'll continue tomorrow for our final actual lecture and then the conclusion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا